BDBD starts with the commentary and follows with some gentle background sounds to help you meditate on the passage. The entire clip is 3 minutes long.
1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 13. Take it with you. You can't take it with you. So the saying from an old pulpit goes. The first thing that comes to fallen mankind's mind is wealth. Then God says, but store for yourself treasures in heaven, where moth and rust do not destroy, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will also be. Matthew 6, verses 20 and 21. What are those treasures that we can take with us? These three remain: faith, hope, and love. Love has been explored, defined, and explained in the previous verses. Jesus laid down his life for us, Ephesians chapter 5, verses 25b and 1 John 3:16. What better example is there for us? Be imitators of God, therefore, as dearly loved children, and live a life of love, just as Christ loved us and gave up himself for us, as a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God, Ephesians chapter 5, verses 1 and 2. Faith is also exemplified in the life and death of Christ. Who said after a torturous day, it is finished? Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. Luke chapter 23, verses 46 and chapter 19, verse 30. He never lost faith in his God and Father. Quote, now faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. Hope is, like love and faith, is also witnessed in Christ Jesus. The author of the letter of Hebrews uses the analogy of a Greek athlete running a race to help us hold on to the hope of the better future. Quote, therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, he had just gone in the previous chapter of mentioning all these saints in the Old Testament who had faith and hope. He continues, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that is so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who, for the joy set before him, endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinful man, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 through 3. I can be rich in heaven, not with worldly wealth, rather rich with faith, hope, and love. The greatest of these is love. I can take these with me.
BDBD is sponsored by FreeBibleStudyHelp.com, home of Bible study, question sheets, commentaries, and information to help the individual and small group study the Bible.